Welcome to the Wahoo Central Podcast, which we record every week in the McHugh Center at the University of Virginia. I'm Jeff White, Director of News Content for VirginiaSports.com, and joining me today is Eric Byrd, a four-year starter in the midfield for the UVA men's soccer team, which plays its final regular season home game Friday night against Wake Forest at Klockner Stadium. Eric, thanks for stopping by. Is it hard to believe you're about to celebrate senior night?
I know. Yeah, it really is hard to believe. It hasn't really hit me yet, to be honest. But it's been a long, long journey with, you know, many ups and downs. And
you got a lot. You got a big crew.
Yeah,
family and friends coming tomorrow night.
Yeah, I got my whole family that'll be in town, so really looking forward to it.
You're one of nine players who will be honored before the game Friday night. Your class has been through a lot together. Are you a tight group?
Yeah, definitely. It started freshman year, and we all were in the same dorm, and so we really got close to one another, and we've been close ever since.
It's an honor for any player to be named team captain once. You have earned that distinction twice. How much does that mean to you, and how would you describe your leadership style?
I mean, it means the world to me. I really love the role. I love that my coaches trust me and my teammates trust me as well. And so, obviously to represent such a great program with such tradition is a real honor, and so I hold that close to me. And my style of leadership, I try and do a little bit of everything. I like to be a vocal leader. I like to have the team before each game and talk to them, and you know, give a little piece of advice to young guys. And also, I think leaders need to be lead by example, and so I like to, you know, set the standard and hopefully the guys follow.
There was a scary moment Tuesday night at Klockner in the first half of the Radford game when you went down with an injury. What happened? You came back and played the whole second half and looked fine.
Yeah, it was just one of those weird fluke plays where I just misstepped and rolled my ankle. So it was just minor. I had to go in, get it taped up. And
stayed on the ground for a while, though, didn't you?
Yeah, it was weird, but you know, just precautionary stuff, you know.
It's no secret that this year's team has struggled to finish its chances around the goal, but the Radford game was a big-time breakthrough on that front. How much of a relief was it for the team to score three goals, and does that help the confidence going into the Wake game?
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was great. We made a few adjustments, a few tweaks to our system, and statistically we looked at the stats this morning and we saw a lot of really positive things. And so hopefully we can carry that momentum onto Wake and into the rest of the games this season.
I mean, how frustrating has it been, you know, really up until that game? And I know the Pitt game was another multiple goal game, but, you know, there have been a number of chances produced and, you know, the team has not been able to finish it. When you're out there playing, does the frustration level grow, or
I mean,
do you
sometimes
feel like that it'll come eventually?
Yeah, I mean, soccer's just that type of a game. I mean, you can get on a roll, you can get really hot real quick. So I think we always try and maintain our composure, and we're always confident. And, yeah.
You're first on the team in goals with four. You're first in scoring with 10 points. Is your role on offense any different in the 3-5-2 formation than it was in the 4-4-2 last year and in previous years?
It's a little different. This year, I've actually been given the role to kind of go a little bit more box to box, as opposed to last year. I was kind of at the point of the diamond, so a little bit more attacking last year. And I think this is more of my natural role, which is what I'd like to play as a box to box midfielder. I can go forward, I can create, I can play make, and then I can also come back defensively and get stuck in and, you know, set the tone.
What about the three going from a four-player back line to a three-player back line? You have the Sullivan brothers, Suggs, two of those guys redshirted last year. What about the job they've done this year as a group?
I get this question a lot, and I always say that those guys have done like an amazing job being able to step in, being freshmen, their first collegiate season. They've done nothing but good things back there, and they're really solid. And I think they have established, you know, they've been one of the main factors in us establishing our identity this year as more of a defensive team, being really tough to break down and score on. And so I think a lot of the credit goes to them.
If I'd talked to you this time last year and said Wesley Suggs is going to be starting as a sole center back and playing this well, would you have thought that likely?
I would have been very surprised, honestly. But he made unbelievable strides in the spring and under the coaching staff, and I think it was definitely the right move.
If the soccer fact book is correct, and I'm sure it is, you have scored 5 game-winning goals during your college career. 1 as a sophomore, 2 as a junior, and 2 so far this year. Are you especially comfortable in those late-game situations?
I don't know. Honestly, I couldn't even tell you which games I scored game-winning goals in. I
think you got 2 against VCU.
VCU?
They've seen enough of you, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm sure. I don't know. I mean, I just like to step up whenever my team needs me. I like, having the pressure on me. I like stepping into that role. And if that's the one I have to do, then I'll do it.
You attended Frank Cox High School in Virginia Beach, which has sent a number of athletes to UVA, including Chris Taylor, who played baseball here and is now a major leaguer, Jeannie Blackwood, who starts for the field hockey team, and, of course, big Ross Burbank, the starting center for the football team. I believe you and Ross graduated in the same class at Cox. Do you have any stories about him that you're comfortable sharing in this format?
Ross Burbank. Well, what to say about Ross? Ross is just – we were close growing up. We always played on the – we actually played on the same – my first soccer team ever together. We played together on the Mighty
That's
Bats.
That's kind of hard to picture him out there. But
big Ross Burbank playing center back for us. And, he was great back there. He obviously had the biggest kick out of any kid. So,
have you guys I know everyone kind of has their own world here at school. Do you see him much? Do you run into the other Cox graduates here? Or?
It's tough because of the schedules, but me and Ross try and make an effort every once in a while, get together, have breakfast at the villa, catch up, make sure we're staying in contact.
You had scholarship offers from most of the Division I programs in the state, yet you chose to join the program at UVA as a walk-on. How big a gamble was that? Were you confident you'd eventually earn a scholarship as you did your second year?
Yeah, I know. I almost gave my parents a heart attack when I tell them that. I've always been confident in my abilities, and being a walk-on here was no different. I kind of wanted to challenge myself and see if I could, reach my full potential and actually earn a scholarship at a program like UVA. The other colleges obviously are like great schools, but UVA had every little bit that I was looking from the academic standpoint, the athletic standpoint, social standpoint. So it was a no-brainer, and I figured everything would work itself out if I worked hard enough.
For those who aren't familiar with your medical history, tell us about the knee injury you suffered in the 9th game of your first season here. I think you told me last year that the doctor said you would never be the same again, right?
Yeah, it was an unfortunate accident against UNC, another one of those fluke plays, and I ended up tearing my ACL and MCL. And it's a long recovery, 12 months. Getting back was really tough. The doctor had told me that I obviously wasn't going to be the same again. Mm-hmm. And, thank goodness for the advancements in medical technology because, 5-10 years ago, I probably would never play it again.
How close are you now? Are you all the way back?
Yeah.
Will you ever get all the way back? You think you are?
Yeah, I think I am. I think I'm very I've lost weight. I'm in shape. I've slimmed down, and so that's really helped me in my knee progress, and I've had no problems with it, and looking forward to the future.
In December, you will graduate with a bachelor's degree in American government. At what point here did you decide to try to finish your degree requirements in 3.5 years, and what was involved with that?
Yeah, I think from the very beginning, I decided to do summer school, and I knew I wanted to get ahead on credits. It was always in the back of my mind that the MLS draft occurs in January, and I wanted to get a degree. I didn't want to leave that here and have to come back and maybe leave the possibility of not finishing it. And so I really pushed myself, and my parents really helped me out a lot, and we together decided that we wanted that I was going to graduate early and fulfill all the requirements, and so that was an earlier decision in my career.
I talked to Coach Galinovich after practice the other day, and he said, right now you're projected to be taken somewhere in the first two rounds of the MLS draft in January. Are you a guy who follows MLS closely? Has this been a dream of yours for a long time?
I follow the league closely. I don't follow the projections closely. But, yeah, MLS has definitely been my goal for my playing career. And I want to try and get into the league, and I want to try and do my best and represent the school and pay tribute to everyone who's helped me along the way.
Oliver Gage joined the program here in the summer of 2013 as an operations assistant. Because of Ollie, UVA does more with video analysis and analytics than I think any other program in Division I. Has that information helped you become a better player?
Definitely. Ollie's one of a kind. He really helps focus in on each key player or each player, and he'll tell us a key stat, something that we need to work on, and he analyzes everything, and he digs through all the stats, and he'll come to you and tell you, this is what I think you need to work on, this is what you can do better at, you know, this is what you've been really good at, and so that really helps everybody.
He told me that players and coaches' recall of events does not always jibe with the reality. Have you had instances where you thought you played better or worse, more accurate with your passing and so forth, and then you saw the numbers and were surprised by what he had?
Yeah, definitely. There's been a number of occasions where I thought, wow, I couldn't make a pass that game, and then come back and somehow I had like 80% or higher, and it's, I don't know.
did Ollie's English accent give him instant credibility with the players?
Oh, for sure. Everything always sounds better in English.
This has obviously been a fantastic stretch for UVA soccer. In each of your first three seasons, both the men and the women advanced to the NCAA tournament. Last year, both teams made it to the College Cup. I know the teams are close. Does the fact that you're both having success make the whole thing more special for the players on both teams?
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, we're both very close teams, and we like to go to the girls' games and cheer them on for every game that they have, and they do the same for us. And so it's great because it's not just UVA men's soccer, it's UVA soccer, and the women are definitely a big part of that.
All right, final question, then I'll let you go. Pretty much every piece of gear you wear in training and on the pitch prominently features a crest with six stars on it, symbolizing the six NCAA championships Virginia's won in men's soccer. Is this team capable of adding a seventh star?
I definitely think so. Yep, I hope it happens this year.
How much do you think the run to the College Cup will help this group when you get in postseason? Obviously, there's a couple new faces, but the core of the team is back.
I think that can make the difference for us between last year and this year of taking that extra step and winning those last two games. I think that extra experience is going to be huge for us going forward.
Well, good. Well, Eric, thanks again for your time. Best wishes for a fantastic senior night. The starting time for the match against Wake Forest is 6:30 p.m. on Friday, but the senior night ceremony will be held beforehand, so plan on getting to Klockner a little early if you're going. I'll be back next week with another Wahoo Central podcast. Until then, remember to check virginiasports.com for updates on all 25 of our teams, and thanks for listening.